Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hooray!
How's it feel to be 102, Paps?
Shoot me!
Make a wish, Grandpa.
I wish I were dead!
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Thank you, EA. It's the sweet spot with some diamond talk tonight following the Ranger game. Special thanks to Owen Newkirk and Afternoon Jub. And at 3 o'clock, Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you a man who wants this to end so he could get to his gas nozzle, Monty.
Thank you, Ham.
Did you show George that video?
I did not. I feel like we've shown George.
Just go ahead and retweet it.
Enough genitals for a couple of weeks.
Someone sent that to me yesterday, and I just couldn't handle it.
You like, pull over immediately.
He said that, like, his quote was, "I think the internet is finished." And I'm like,
I think he was too.
Yeah.
So we had some Aseline.
Yeah.
All right. We welcome in the hardline, Bob, Corby, Dave.
Hello.
Corby.
Would any of you gentlemen like a piece of Ham's room temperature bacon in this baggie?
No.
You didn't even look at it.
I know.
Huh?
I would not like it.
How crispy is that?
Is it extra
doesn't
crispy?
Seem very.
Yeah.
I did listen on the weekend to Ham talking about his favorite smells.
So you
today at 10:50.
We ranked the smells. Ham's
we basically just put the last five things he ate.
We're doing that tomorrow at 2:15.
Yep.
Ham ranked the smells, and it one of the things at the top of his list was campfires. But not too much of a campfire.
Because it could get stuck in your clothes.
It does get on you, yeah.
Right. And DJ goes, "You're really just describing the smell of smoke."
That was above Oreos, which doesn't have a smell
none.
Really at all.
I mean, Oreos.
A very slight smell.
So you're saying there is a state of mind, though, where you can enjoy the smell of campfire, and yet it doesn't penetrate clothing or hair.
Yes.
Like a fresh campfire.
Because when you wake up the next day, you don't want to smell like smoke, but in the moment, you want to.
I just feel like that's kind of the collateral damage that goes with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can thread that needle.
I classified it as a limited time smell.
What, are you running by it? Maybe if you run by it, you could do it.
Yeah, he basically, like I said, just named things like brick and
lamp,
where he
wall,
stuff he sees.
I like the smell of wall.
But then he said, he goes, he had his top five smells.
Non-ranked, but they were a top
non-ranked,
five.
Non-ranked, and then he had his honorable mention, and he goes, "Now these are even better." And to Monty's point, he's like, "Well, why are they in your honorable mentions?"
He doesn't understand how honorable mentions work.
So weird.
He has a week to prepare that segment.
Yeah, I loved it. I was right there the whole time.
Ham radio is must listen.